da 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 da. All right, special variation on a theme. All right, good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Thompson with a little voice. He's a little voice. So, good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners. So, we are watching The Transformers, More Than Meets the Eye. And if you have any toys, we would love you to send them in to us. That'd be great. Thompson really wants Wheeljack and Bumblebee, and I want the Decepticon Jets, because they're awesome. So, Thompson, who's your favorite Transformer? When I say we're watching the Transformers, I mean we're watching the 1984 animated series, not that silly movie series that Bruckheimer... Blech, ugh, yuck. The original stuff, the good stuff. So who's your favorite Transformer?
Well, the Dinobots, Bumblebee, and Optimus Prime.
Wait a second. Just a second ago, it was Wheeljack. Well, now it's Optimus Prime and the Dinobots?
Well, now it's...
Or is that just who's in front of you?
Well, now it's a Dinobot, Soundwave, and Optimus Prime.
Soundwave? Now it's Soundwave?
Yeah, even Soundwave. He can, like, read people's mind or something.
Yeah, brain scanning, yeah. Yeah, that's right. He just did that to the Dinobots and gave Megatron that what he needed to trick the Dinobots into fighting the Autobots. Ooh. So what's the coolest thing about Transformers in general?
That it's, well, cool, I guess.
When I was a lad in a long time ago, when these things came out, and I was so into Transformers, I thought they were the coolest thing ever. I mean, I always liked giant robots all the way back to Shogun Warriors, like in the early 70s, but, like, the Transformers was by far, is still by far, the first generation of Transformers is still the coolest robots, toys, or figures, or concept ever made.
I haven't seen the Constructicons. I think they're awesome.
Yeah, they haven't been on the show yet. I got that Devastator gift set for Christmas one time, and it was awesome. Oh my god, I was the happiest kid in the world. I was the happiest kid on Earth. I was so stoked. I had a lot, but like an idiot in high school, I sold my figures to somebody for like a pathetic amount of money, and now I live with that big regret, because I wanted to pass those. If I had them, I could pass them on to you, but I don't have them, so I gotta go get all new, old, vintage Transformers, and that's expensive, so we'll see how fast that happens. Anyways, Thompson Lee Madden, who's your favorite Decepticon?
Well, Soundwave's a Decepticon.
Yes, he is. So is it your favorite?
Yeah, Soundwave.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, to balance out our day, we're going to go watch some chamber music in the San Francisco Symphony, I think. I think we might go down and see some chamber music, a chamber music concert for kids, which should be really cool. You've never been to a concert, have you? No, you never have?
I've been to the concert by the Communist Saints. You know that orchestra temple or something?
You went to a concert there?
Yeah.
What did they play?
They played sort of like...
They played?
They played... I don't remember what they played.
Did you like it?
Well, it was when I was like... three or two, maybe. So, it was good.
Well, today might be a big day of new experiences for you, and that's always a good thing, right? New experiences are awesome. And adventures. Yay, adventures and new experiences. So Transformers and chamber music. I think that's pretty well balanced, eh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, special shout-outs to everybody in Louisiana. I'm thinking hard about y'all down there. Lisa and Lori and Linda and Tara and Angela and Lonnie and Allie and Aria and John and Jamie and Nancy and everybody.
Mr. and Mrs. America and all of Chip Flutsy.
And Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave.
And Mr. and Mrs. America and all of the Chip Flutsy.
ELE.